Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Welcome to the TipTV Finance Show, and it's news review time, and we're joined by Matt Brown, independent market strategist, on Friday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. Are you in the mood?
Top of the morning to you, Zach, as you say. It's national, isn't it more kind of National Guinness Day, and you know, it's just a big promotional tour.
Don't give them any more publicity. They don't need it. Right, first story, and the main, sort of almost, it's almost become comical, really. GCHQ says White House's claim it may have spied on Donald Trump is utterly ridiculous nonsense. And that's the sort of thing that you would say in a very strong British accent. Utterly ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, indeed. I mean, I would find it utterly ridiculous and nonsense if they hadn't been spying on him. They've got a very impressive GCHQ building now that's been built. I mean, if they're not spying on Trump, they're not looking at what the US, Russia, China is doing. Then who else are they spying?
Are you actually saying that they should have been? And it would be irresponsible and amiss not to be spying on Donald Trump.
Definitely. We need to know what he's doing.
Well, yes, exactly. I don't think he does, so somebody needs to know what he's
someone's
doing.
Someone's got to keep an eye on him.
Right. The other story from the FT, possibly not quite as exciting, sharp drop in US emissions keep global levels flat. So this is the ongoing story whereby the developed economies make the ultimate sacrifice and, you know, get their consumers to pay high taxes, whereas emerging economies just keep belching out pollutants everywhere and throwing bits of plastic on the beach and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a legacy of maybe an Obama, it says there, Obama environmental legacy.
Yeah.
I suspect the CO2 emissions may change under a Trump administration, so... We'll join the
emerging. There'll be a level smoking and bellowing and pollutant field.
Oh, for everyone, you know, it'll be
right. And the other really important story, though, you just may or may not be able to see on the right. Oh dear, Norwegian moose hunting declines. So it's FT trying to be like the Sun on that particular story.
Or of a similar elk.
Exactly, that's right. You're on top form. You really are on top form today. On the Telegraph, we've got the GCHQ again saying the same old thing. And also, I suppose, the other story there, which is obviously a premium story here. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to pay an extra £1 to read it.
Well,
which is something about a bake-off program.
Yes, this is a cooking program that I've never got into, but everyone seems to enjoy it. I think, like Top Gear, it's moved away from the BBC. It was seen as one of the BBC's stable programs. They've got a few new presenters. Sandy Toksvig, daytime viewers will probably know her from quiz shows or something.
Somebody you never want to see, and just to see her there just makes it all the worse, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Noel Fielding, who seems like the kind of chap that probably enjoys the kind of cake that is of the illegal variety.
Oh, okay, well, we don't want to discuss that on a family programme. On to the Times, where I think we're still looking at... we've got a slight different twist here, actually. We've got taxpayers funding extremism, so nothing new there. GCHQ obviously ridiculing the White House, which is not difficult to do these days. And then no independence vote for Scotland before Brexit. That's horrible. And then something about a game of cat and mouse. And I presume that the cat is Theresa May and the mouse is Nicola Sturgeon.
Could well be the case. I mean, the mouse may get away with it, but yeah, the whole Sturgeon calling.
Is that mouse actually alive? It's like it's got rigor mortis or something.
It looks like a London mouse, doesn't it? It's not a healthy country field mouse.
No, times are tough for mice these days. And there we have a picture of the GCHQ, a rather large building there. I'm not quite sure whether they need all that, that these days. I mean, you could actually sort of do it from home, couldn't you, really?
Well, maybe that's a front. It's just an empty building.
Oh, OK, people, just to threaten people, intimidate
yes,
people.
Yes, indeed.
The story I really liked, the top story of the city, is that former Barclays chief Bob Diamond to buy stockbroker Pamela Gordon.
Bobby Dazzler, as he was affectionately known back in the day.
With a wonderful reputation. Did work wonders for Barclays. In fact, he's got such a wonderful reputation, you have to be careful what you say about him. That's how wonderful his reputation is, I think.
Well, maybe he's spying on us as well.
Probably, yes. But no, he looks good, actually. He's a bit of film's matinee idol type of look there. But his track record at Barclays is top-notch. And he's hopefully going to do the same thing for Pamela Gordon.
Well, hopefully. Invest some capital into Pamela Gordon, they could be the next Barclays.
That is correct, yes. Will the shame of our mixed awards ever end? And then we have the new Bake Off presenter.
Yeah. I assume this isn't the same story. You'd hate to be convalescing, being male or female, and that being in the bed next to you.
Well, the other question is he about to go into a mixed ward, or is he going to just come out of one? We don't know, but... On that note, Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thank you very much for delivering the newspaper review to Tip TV today.
You're welcome.